Ooh, yuck. Okay, so we're here and we're redoing this lawnmower.
What was up with it, George?
It's very old and very rusty.
Referring to the spark plug.
Wow.
So we're gonna do.
Yeah.
Well, my dear.
Small enough to fit in there. Clean up. That's the best it's going to do. Oh well. There wasn't much good there, so.
Well, that's a good thing.
So we got a pie tin for the oil.
Your little, No. I don't want you guys blowing away.
Whoa.
Oh, drop the damn thing. Drop that on the floor. I'm putting this over here so it can't blow. Put it in front of
the What's that, paper towels?
Yeah, so it won't blow.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's why I went ahead and set that.
Oh, I think I'll use that toothbrush here and go inside.
There you go.
Get it inside there.
Yeah, yeah. Have that. Because that's an old brush anyway.
Yeah, it couldn't get much out of there, but let's get the new spark plug and put it in there.
And let me know when you go to start this thing. I'll get little girl out of here.
Skype notification. Skype.
Yeah, I'm sure she won't like those. Hotmail.com.
Message for Skype. To join this call, please people need to choose
ellipsis. Bubby, remind me. I want to get your iPhone set up on our new server.
Okay. I am doing an audio boom.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you for the letting know.
I thought I was telling everybody I was doing one, but...
Okay. Well, I might have been out of earshot.
Now, that looks a lot nicer.
Right. Yay.
Oh, not good. Rusty.
Good.
Ugh.
Man.
This lawnmower is a little worse for wear.
Well, and Sean, I found out this unit is about 30 years old.
Huh?
Yep. But... He's got a Briggs & Stratton engine in it, and those things are...
They're workhorses.
They are workhorses, yes.
Oh, 30 years old. Man,
yeah.
we should save up some money and get a new one.
Well, I don't know. As long as this baby runs.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
if he's running, heck.
Skype notification.
The only thing for that is, like me, I like the self-propelled feature on it, on the newer ones.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know if I would really want to go for that as a blind person, because I wouldn't be able to, you know, see what's out in front of me.
There. Now, that part's done. Now, you said you had a little. Okay, let's clean out that area where that filter was.
Yeah, you can use that same toothbrush if you want.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That filter was coal black.
Well, yeah.
Who knows how long
and
it was.
And full of hair.
Well, hair on one part, hair on other parts of it. And
so now he's cleaning out the air filter area. That's
MTD. Okay.
An MTD.
So that's about 30 years old.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And the company's still in business. They got about. They only have. They have two locations, authorized dealers in Oregon and I guess at least one in Washington.
Skype notification.
Yeah.
Davis 1. Okay, try calling
at least one.
How'd you find all that out?
By calling the 800 number that they had on this guy.
Oh, you had to do that?
Yeah, I just wanted to find out info.
Yeah, I was trying to dig a little deeper so I could know a little bit more about this guy. Now that I have the model number, what I'm going to do so I can more properly maintain this puppy is...
I may have grown up with this lawnmower then.
You may have, Sean. You may have. If I can, I want to see if I can get the owner's manual of this little guy so I can properly maintain it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean...
No wonder it was so rusted out. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what that underside looks like, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I need to, I'm going to go out. I know I have a trowel out in the garage. We're going to see if we can get the underbelly of this puppy totally cleaned up a lot more.
Oh, there. Take it right off that plastic.
Wow.
The plastic piece just comes right off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this piece just comes right off.
Huh, okay. Well, that's a good deal. Oh, and I found out a place to take the...
dead oil.
The spent oil.
Where do you take it?
It's over at AutoZone, which is right by Walgreens.
Oh.
Yep.
What do they do with it, and do they charge you?
I don't know that they do charge. I'm not sure, but I don't know what they do. It's a proper disposal procedure. It's done.
If it's cleanable, they'll clean it.
Yeah. Then what do they do? Recycle it from there?
Doubt.
Yeah, well, recycle it.
I doubt it's cleanable.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is 30 years old.
Well, the thing is, don't know who maintenance it or if it ever got maintenance.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, and George said that when he pulled the dipstick on it, it was it looked rather low in oil.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it was really a God thing that we. And it was interesting when I heard the way that was running, I knew just in my gut. I'm like, no, you don't sound like you're feeling too good. I know enough about gas engines. If they get, you know, you're at full throttle and that ain't sounding right, and it's not at full speed, it's like, uh-oh, ooh, let's figure out what's ailing you.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
7 minutes and 55 seconds of check.
And now you're just cleaning the air filter area out then?
Yeah, I've been cleaning the air filter out. That little cage that goes around it, I was just knocking some of the dirt off of it.
Oh, yeah. Man. I found out I'm going to make a calendar event so that I get reminded of this about once a year to check the oil and the filter and stuff. Ooh. Like that.
Turning the poor toothbrush black.
Whoa!
Whoa. I think you better throw that poor thing away.
I wonder this guy was going, I need help. Oh, man. It's a wonder this thing was running.
Well, it made it for a while. Woo. In that state.
Ugh. Oh, gosh, it's a wonder. Wow.
Mom seemed to think it was a brand new lawnmower.
No. The filter, the secondary filter, Sean.
Yeah.
Is a wire mesh filter. And they apparently don't do them that way anymore.
So what do you...
Actually, I don't even know if they even put those in there anymore. I know the one I've got, it takes the same filter, same everything, and they didn't bother putting that little wire meshy thing in there.
Really?
So, are you going to put it back in there?
Well, once we... Pat, down at Home Depot.
Yeah?
Very, very knowledgeable guy.
He's gonna soak the thing in some gas.
Yes.